Happy World Music Day, everybody, and welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. This is episode 5 of season 10, and today's, of course, very special because it's World Music Day, and we're featuring a range of artists today who cover different genres and different countries, even different regions. We also have a very special artist joining me in the studio from Belgium, and it's Karim Baghili, who's this world music artist. Let me tell you all about the songs coming up. So we're kicking off with one of my songs, my latest single called First Move. And one of the reasons I'm playing this song today is because my label just sent out a newsletter yesterday on the eve of World Music Day. And they've asked all fans to send in photos of themselves with my CD or something like that, a selfie with me if they have one. And they're going to be featured on my new music video. That's quite cool. If you are a fan of my music and you've got a photo with, or take a photo with one of my CDs or a poster, or maybe you met me at a gig and you've got a selfie with me or something, send that in because it could be on the next music video that's going to be promoted on VH1 and 9XO and all these amazing music channels. You can listen to the song today. We're kicking off the show with First Move, followed by Karim Baghili, our featured artist on the show, with his song Exity Muse. His next song, Apollo U16, which is also the title track from his album, is also on the show. After that, we have one of my favorite kind of like acoustic rock artists. The artist is called Ben Labatt and the Happy Devil. Now, he was featured on our latest independent number ones compilation CD, and it's a really great song, very mainstream, kind of like Jason Mraz and, you know, Jack Johnson. It's got a feel of all of that. Following Ben Labatt, we have an artist from Lithuania, and the band is called Justin 3. Again, a featured artist on our compilation produced by me. And this is their song called Illusion. Now, Illusion is also playing on commercial radio in various parts of the world, and we're happy to have Justin 3 on our World Music Day special episode with their song Illusion. It's a very pop rock kind of song, and very mainstream again. It just goes to show you how independent musicians are right up there with every major artist being churned out by these major record labels. The independent musicians go out there on their own, put in all the money on their own, and they just come up with such great stuff. It's amazing. Last but not least, we have a brand new artist that we have not played on the show before. The band is called New Clue. This is very old school hard rock, or really hard rock, almost falls into the metal, but not really metal, but it's very, very hard rock. The guy's voice is kind of similar to AC/DC in a way. The song is called Hail to the King Henry VIII. They end the show for us today. We're featuring music from all over the world. I really hope you enjoy it. Oliver Sean, signing out.
It's been a long time coming. I've been meaning to tell you. I wanna hold you, kiss you so bad. And I guess you figured out I'm kinda shy. And when I see you smiling, I get tongue-tied. So listen to this song, baby. This is me telling you, maybe make the first move, cause that'll be the right move. Then I'll be kissing you. We won't waste another moment tonight. You look smoking in that black dress while you're smoking that cigarette. I wanna ask you out, I wanna make you mine. And we could be good together, could even be forever. But we could take it slower and fast as Superman flies. So listen to this song, baby. This is me telling you, maybe we should make the first move, cause that'll be the right move. And I'll be kissing you. We won't waste another moment tonight. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do So listen to this song, baby. This is me telling you, baby. We should make the first move, cause that'll be the right move. And I'll be kissing you. We won't waste another moment tonight.
Gentlemen, so the song you just heard was Exciti Muse by an artist called Karim Baghili, who a lot of you have heard on commercial radio right now in India and Dubai, and this guy is all over the place. And this song was also a featured song on one of the WOA compilations on the independent number one's Goa Chillout Zone. This is one of the most phenomenal world music artists that I've come across, and his name is Karim Baghili, and we have him right here on the show. Karim, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Oliver.
Hi, Karim. So tell everyone where you're based. Tell us about who Karim Baghili is.
Well, actually, I live in Belgium. I'm Belgian, but my parents are from other countries, since my father's from Jordan.
Okay.
And my mother's from ex-Yugoslavia, but I was born here, and I worked my instruments and the guitar and the oud right here in Belgium.
Wow, that's an amazing combination. No wonder you make world music.
Yeah. But I also love rock music, you know. I was a big fan of Dire Straits when I was 16, and that's why I started playing the guitar when
okay.
I was 16. It's just because of Dire Straits.
But your main instrument is the oud, am I correct?
Yes, the oud and the guitar.
Both and the guitar.
Instruments are my two lovers.
Because I've seen this photo of yours on the Independent Number One's website, and yes. You've got this amazing like guitar with you, and it's like a different instrument, so I was trying to figure out what instrument that was.
Actually, yes, it's a oud, and it's a traditional Arabic instrument.
Okay.
It's very popular in the Arabic countries.
Cool.
And it sounds great, and I'm not playing it the traditional way. I also like to mix it with flamenco or rock music.
That's really great because your music is so entertaining. You know, a lot of world music, when you listen to a lot of world or new age, it's kind of boring. <You know? laughs> But yours is so, you know, it's kind of like almost in the pop sphere. You know, people can listen to it in you know, restaurants and clubs and actually enjoy the music as a pop song.
Yeah, thanks. That's nice of you. But yeah, but it's my fifth album.
Okay.
Well, you know, on my first or my second one, there are some pieces that might be boring too.
No, but you know, when I say boring, I do mean it. Musicians and people who are into that music will love it.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
I totally understand. And
yeah.
I totally agree. But for sure. I wanted for this one, I wanted something more easy to listen to, something more straight with not complicated stuff and. Something like easy to listen to and to feel like.
And I think one of the key words for your music on this album, which is called Apollo U16, correct?
Yes.
The key words, I think, is radio friendly.
Oh, this is very nice.
Yes, I think it's radio friendly because not just my show, but you know the radio stations that we work with, it's been easy to get your music on air. You know, rather than,
well,
you know, a lot of world musicians or new age artists that we work with,
really?
the music is very, you know, targeted to specific shows that they have on the show, on their radio shows. However, your song is so easy to plug into like a prime time episode, you know, which is really cool.
Well, this is good to know.
It's good to know. Yeah, you should know that. So Karim, five albums. So when did you start? You know, getting into this kind of music, or did you always make this kind of music?
Not really. As I told you, when I was 16, I fell in love with the sound of the Mark Knopfler guitar,
yep.
Which is the guitarist from Dire Straits.
Yes, of course.
And then when I was 19 or 20 years old, I came across Paco de Lucía.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean. Just a documentary on TV. I mean, I didn't really meet him.
Yeah.
So I came across on the TV. But
okay.
It was just something very, very hard, very strong for me. And
yeah.
From that moment on, I wanted to buy myself a nylon guitar, and I wanted to start practicing for hours.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And that's how I switched from rock to flamenco. And then from that moment on, I was also very interested by the oud since we went to Jordan
yep.
To visit our family. So that's how I started. And I was like 20, 21 years old.
I'm a huge fan of Paco de Lucía and also Aldi Meola. You just look at their fingers moving around the fingerboard and you go, how do they do that? You know, it's unbelievable.
I have no answer.
It's like magic. And you're getting close to that magic, my friend. You know, really, really close.
Oh,
I'm really proud to have you on the show. So on that note, I'm going to play Karim's new song. Now, this is exclusive to the WAFM 99 show, guys. It's called Apollo U16, and this is also the title track to Karim's new album, which is his fifth album. And if you haven't heard his music, Go now to iTunes and buy all his music. And here is Apollo U16.
Something to remember me by. I can jumpstart your heart, make you fall. get your lines. Don't you go and fall in love with me, and I won't ever leave without saying goodbye. Saw it coming. Next thing you know, another year over, child. Don't you let it get you down. You got to stretch your wings every once in a while. I got no plan, I got no worry, got no regret so far. Taking a long time to get to where we're going, but we're here, yes, we're here now. Ooh, yes, we're here now. Let me give you something to remember me by. I can jumpstart your heart, tangle up the line. Don't you let it get you down. You got to stretch your wings every once in a while. I got no plan, I got no worry, got no regret so far. It's taken a long time to get to where we're going, but we're here, yes, we're here now. I got no plan, been no hurry, got no regret so far. It's taken a long time to get to where we're going, but we're here, yes, we're here now.
Come to the fun part of the interview. This is called the rapid fire questions. Everybody knows that. And Kareem, are you ready?
I think I am.
Okay, cool. When did you first start singing?
Oh, I was 3 years old.
What did your family do to encourage you?
Oh, they just said yes when I said that I wanted to live on my music. They just said yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Who else in your family is a musician?
No one actually.
Oh, so you're the pioneer then, the first in the family.
Yes, I'm the first one. I hope my two daughters will be musicians.
And who are your musical inspirations, aside from Paco de Lucia?
Yeah, I like Muse a lot. They're just fantastic too.
You like Muse, okay, Muse, that's great. And what kind of music do you listen to today?
This morning I've listened to Mozart.
Oh, really? Wow, cool.
Yeah, just I came across a piece of Mozart on my iTunes.
Yeah.
So I just listened to it.
That's good. What kind of music are you listening to these days?
A French band named The Doe.
Okay.
And a Belgian band named Dansan. They're great.
What kind of music do they do?
The Doe, they have a singer, a girl who sings with a very nice voice, and they do like more electro stuff.
Okay.
And Dansan, they have a very magical universe, and they sing in English, and it's like pop music.
Nice. So it's great to see that you open yourself to so many different styles and genres of music. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So tell me something. If you found your iPod or your iPhone, what's the most embarrassing song we will find on it?
Good question. Well, maybe you won't think that it's embarrassing because it's like a French singer that's not well known.
Not Manu Chao.
No, I like him.
He's pretty good, yeah.
But I don't have it on my iPod.
Okay, cool. No Justin Bieber or Britney Spears.
Yeah, exactly. I have Britney Spears.
There you go. We got your embarrassing artist then.
Womanizer, I got this one.
Where would you most like to perform, if you had a chance to perform anywhere?
New York, London.
So let me ask you, where have you performed?
I've been to a lot of countries, but I play already to New York, but never played in London, and next October we'll be playing in London, so I'm like very excited and very happy. But in Europe and in China and...
Where in London are you going to play?
Green Note, I think.
Is it like a pub or a venue or...?
Yeah, something like that. It's more like a small place, well-known small place.
Have you ever played in India? Have you ever gone to India or Dubai?
Never, no.
Hopefully we can get you on to our WOA International Music Festival. You'll be a big hit there for sure.
Oh, okay, I'm ready to go.
Excellent. Aside from the where you're going to be performing or where you'd like to perform most, who would you most like to open for?
Let's be crazy, Mark Knopfler, because he's my favorite.
That would be quite a combination, I'll tell you.
Okay, this is a weird combination.
But you can always go back to when you were playing rock.
I have a cover band of Dire Straits, so I can play Sultans.
There you go. So if you were not a musician, what would you be doing?
Event planner, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Cool.
I like to plan things and to find solutions.
Yeah.
If somebody has a problem, I can like handle.
Oh, excellent. So do you do that? Do you do that on when you have free time? Do you organize events and things like that?
I do it for me, like my career is like a big event, you know, because there are so many stuff to do, and fortunately I have a big help of my sister, Yasmina, so we're like a team and always finding solution and trying to go further and to figure.
That's amazing. It's so good to have your family part of your music career, you know, people who really love what you do in the same way almost.
Yeah, that's a real treasure.
It is a treasure, yeah. So do you play any other instruments aside from the guitar and the oud?
Well, I have a piano here.
Okay.
When I'm in studio, I'm composing for documentaries and all that stuff, so I have many instruments in my studio. But I like playing percussions, the flute, the piano. But I don't play the trumpet. I don't know how to play saxophone.
Okay.
These are too hard for me.
Great stuff. And if you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Another style?
Yes.
I've always been playing like in world music and traditional stuff, and now I'm more into rock feeling. So I would switch to pop rock.
Switch to pop rock. Okay, cool. So hopefully someday soon we can get a pop rock song by Karim Baghili on our show.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. And Karim, what's your hidden talent? Have you got a hidden talent that you want your fans to know?
Well, I love playing soccer with my friends every Sunday, but I don't know if I'm a great father, you know.
Great. That's a hidden talent, my friend. That's a hidden talent for sure. So what else can we expect from Karim Baghili in the future, in the near future?
Suddenly I came up with this idea that I wanted to make a part two for this album. So I'm just working on it and I'm just composing other tunes. So I'm not done at all, but I should be done for September, October.
So we are looking forward to part two of Polo U16.
Yeah.
Before you go, what's the reason for that name for your album?
Well, it's because it's all souvenirs. When I was 16, I was playing with my friends in the garage. And Apollo, it's like because of the mission, you know?
Yes, of course.
The fact that we can go outside in space and to visit other planets and all that stuff. I've always been really excited about that.
Nice.
At 16, it's because when I was 16 years old, everything started from that moment.
And also, what's the idea behind Exidy Muse?
When I sing in this piece, like a little bit like the Muse band.
Oh, okay. So it's part
like
of Muse. I understand now. A lot of people are going to be thinking about those names, and now we have the answer.
Okay.
So Karim, before you go, can you plug in your website and your Facebook so that fans can check your stuff out?
www.karimbaghili.com or BE.
That's great. And Facebook is just Karim Baghili.
Exactly, yeah.
And are you on Twitter and Instagram? Do you post a lot of photos when you're recording music?
Yes, I'm on Instagram. I like it.
Great. Okay, cool. So we're going to also put some of these links on our show notes so that everybody listening in can actually check it out. Karim, it was really a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you. It was a pleasure for me too.
And I hope I get to see you perform live someday very soon.
Yeah, hopefully, yes.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you.
just a little drifting away. She said it's too late, the heat is bumping through our veins. We can get away with it, you know it's just a blip.